If you've not experienced the joy of giving, maybe you need a generosity reset. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. The majority of warnings in Christ's messages were to the wealthy, not the poor. You see, we fight a dangerous battle with affluence. It's subtle, but it ensnares. We earn a little more, so we spend a little more. We get comfortable, yet we still want just a little more. Wants then become our needs. Anxieties and worries aren't normally related to the lack of things. No, they're usually an inward fear of losing what we've already acquired. Our emotions will reveal our priorities. It's easy to compromise God's best by hanging on to a particular lifestyle, even if it delivers worry and turmoil. The solution isn't surrendering the assets. It's posturing our heart in such a way that we're willing to surrender them if that's what God asks. In Acts chapter 2, we're told, all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their possessions and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. Could you do that? Do you love the fellowship of believers enough that you'd be willing to sell something in order to give? Unfortunately, our society measures human worth by possessions. Rather than being rich towards God, we become rich toward ourselves. Ask God to show you where you're trusting in things rather than Him. Perhaps you need to repent and make some changes to become more generous. A generosity reset will change your life. Now, I want to personally invite you to join me at Crown's annual gathering during the first week of October. It's a free one-hour virtual event where I'll be teaching on how to thrive in the unexpected, as well as answering your questions. To register, visit crown.org. That's crown.org.